Welcome back, guys, to Real Bearded News. It's your host, Sean, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. And if you didn't read the title and you don't recognize the music, today we will be talking about one of the greatest movies ever made, A Quiet Place. But not just A Quiet Place, A Quiet Place Part 2. We go back into the world where aliens hear sounds and they kill you instantly. Sometimes I wish we lived in that world. It would probably be a lot nicer than it is today. But as we see in this movie, not everything is all nice and dandy when people are quiet. But in all seriousness, I got to see A Quiet Place 2 on Thursday, and I've been letting it mold over for the last few hours, and I am still completely and utterly impressed with this movie. We go back to day one of the essentially alien invasion, right? We still don't know what these things are. We were just assuming they're aliens because they came out from outer space. And John Krasinski, fabulous job in the first one, and still fabulous job in the second one. We see how everything goes down and how him, the character he plays, Lee, and Evelyn, how they survive with their children, the entire ordeal. And it was from the very start that John's character, Lee, was able to figure out noise was the thing that was getting people killed. And there's a scene from the day one that aliens killing everybody, right? And then him and his daughter, Reagan, run into a bar. And one of the store owner from like around the block is in there, and he's praying, right? He's saying, I think it's like the Hail Mary. And he just covers his mouth and just like shakes his head no, right? Which was hilarious. For me, it was just a hilarious moment because, you know, everybody's terrified and they're scared and stuff. And they just go ahead and add that into it. For me, it was a little bit of comical relief, but also one of those desperation, like acts of desperation. But it was just, oh man, seeing how everything went down from day one, how, you know, everybody's trying to survive and stuff like that, it was just insane. And we do pick up, like, it does show us day one, but we do pick up immediately after the events from A Quiet Place, where, spoilers if you didn't watch the first one, the farm is burning down and Lee is dead, and we are moving from the farm, and now we got to go somewhere. It picks up literally immediately, and so it's such a seamless thing. So, like, once the Blu-ray comes out of this one, I will 100% buy it as well. And you could watch part one and then put in part two immediately, and you won't skip a beat. Honestly, you could probably skip the day one stuff, and if someone out there stitches part one and part two together, it will be a seamless transition. It looks like one movie altogether. We do meet a character, one additional character, who is played by Cillian Murphy. The character's name is Emmett. If you don't know who Cillian Murphy is, he is Scarecrow in Batman Begins, and he is fantastic. I love him. He tends to add something else to characters anytime he's in anything. He's just an amazing guy, and he plays a man who has lost literally everything. And in comparison to Emily Blunt's character, Evelyn, who still has her children but lost her husband, Emmett lost his kids, has lost his wife, and now he's on his own. And he's sailing, like, they bump into each other. Actually, more like Evelyn's family goes towards him, and I don't think they knew that it was him at the time. And they're trying to have a conversation about like going out there and stuff, and he's like, people aren't the same, like there are no nice people out there. And so he's like, they're not worth saving. And you don't really know what he's talking about, but you find out very shortly after what's going on. So this movie, like I've been saying, it's a great movie. It's pretty seamless to the first one, but I will say the one thing that bugged me the most about it was, if you guys remembered, and I don't know if it happened to you, but I'm pretty sure that I recounted the story. When I first went to watch, I went to watch A Quiet Place twice. I went to watch it by myself, and at that time, my family. And so the first time that I went to watch it, it was, the entire theater was just quiet. It was just drop dead silent. There was nothing that could have happened. And what ends up happening was someone ends up coughing or sneezing, and the entire theater jumped, myself included. We were not expecting that. We were so immersed in the movie of not talking, not saying anything, because we didn't want, well, first of all, we didn't want to die, and then we didn't want the characters in the movie to die as well, which was a very interesting thing, because that has never happened in a movie for me, where I'm, where the entire theater, it's so immersed into what is happening. So that was fascinating. And then again, it happens when I went to go watch it with my daughter and my ex-wife. We went to go watch A Quiet Place, and we were so, again, even though I knew everything about the movie, we were so immersed into it that, again, someone, and I think it was actually me, that I ended up sneezing, and the entire theater jumped. And this is a packed theater. It's not just like one or two people. It's completely full. And so, you know, to have that effect on people, you have something that's golden there. And so the issue that I have with this movie, or the difference between this movie and the first one, was the first one, they promoted silence. There was no reason to talk, and the only time to talk was when they went by the waterfall, and it was Lee and his son, and they're by the waterfall, and they're screaming and all that good jazz, and it was like a very, very powerful moment, but that was that it. Like, even at that point, we were still like, that doesn't look like a good idea. Like, we were still nervous about it. In this movie, it's not like there's a lot of talking involved, but there are people talking. And so it kind of took away the danger of talking. It took that away. It also took away the danger of walking with your bare feet. Now you could wear shoes and you'll be perfectly fine. They took that away. So I felt like they didn't follow all the rules that the first one had, and that made you immersed in the movie. What also I think didn't help was that I had, I think it was like two teenagers to my left, and I guess one of them didn't watch the first one, and so they were like consistently explaining to one person, and I'm really good at ignoring people, but sometimes it took me out of it. And it made me aware that I was watching a movie. I wasn't part of this world anymore. Unlike the first one, where the theater was just completely quiet. And so, and you know what? I didn't get angry to the point where I told him to be quiet. Just because it's exciting to be back in the movies. Like, I went to watch this in a movie theater. And I didn't have to sit down on my computer or on my phone and watch it. Or, you know, wait for a release date, like a weird release date or whatever. It also came out for my birthday, so that was super exciting. This was my birthday gift. And hell, I love movies, so I don't even mind. But it was just a very odd thing where I think they could have immersed us a little better, and they could have kept the rules that we had in place initially, because this is a fantastic movie. It's the best movie that has been made in a while, I think. Like, I think very few movies are quote-unquote perfect movies. And back in 2018, A Quiet Place was that. A Quiet Place was that perfect movie. It barely had any flaws in it, and it was just fantastic. I mean, to the point where, so I, to let you into my life a little bit, a few weeks ago, I was riding my one wheel, and I was trying to do this thing, and I ended up falling, and I didn't break my ankle, but I felt like I tore my ligament, and it was the most painful, one of the most painful experiences that I've ever had in my life, and it hurt. I didn't cry, but I felt like screaming, and I didn't because I don't like making a scene. I just, you know, it happened. I heard the loud snap of my ligament, and then I got up, grabbed my one wheel, and I hobbled all the way back to my place and cold compressed and then put some compression on it, elevated. That's what I did. Didn't go to the doctor, didn't do anything. In this movie, there's a scene where the kid, the son, Lee's son, I think his name is Marcus, he steps on a bear trap. And the first initial reaction is silence. And then when he comes to the realization that he, like his leg, his foot, his ankle is trapped in a bear trap, he just screams. And we all know the danger of screaming, right? And so it just sends you into like the spinning world where it's like, oh my gosh, you're hurt. I felt it. Like that was the most connection that I have with the movie so far, was that moment right there. And it was just, there's a lot of moments of tension in the movie. There's a lot of moments of relief as well. Some of the moments of tension are broken by speech, and I thought that was a very bad idea. But there's other moments of tension that get created and get resolved in a way that you expect it to get resolved. And it's very nicely done. I think the addition of Cillian Murphy's character Emmett was a nice one. He was important. And I like the way that they added that relationship between the Abbotts and Emmett himself. And even the relationship that he has with the little girl Reagan is just a very nice thing to see where they get put off on like the wrong foot. Because Reagan is a very, she's very standoffish in a way, but there's a purpose behind it and there's a reason behind it. And as you know, like if you remember the first movie, she thought her dad didn't really care for her that much, which is like every teenager's thing, right? Like my parents don't care. And so bringing that drama into it was fine. But then the last thing about Lee and Reagan was Lee telling her that he has always loved her, he has always cared, and then sacrificing himself to save her, like that's a very powerful moment. And then she feels like she has a lot to live up to honor his memory and to do all that stuff, which is fantastic. The ending of the movie is something where we're like, is that really where you want to go? And you know what? For whatever reason, I'm okay with it. If they're planning to make this a trilogy, which I don't remember if they were, it's a great way to do it because this is a sequel that suffers from the trilogy syndrome where the second one is not as great as the first one or as the last one, but it's an important one. And so therefore, this movie on its own could stand. There's a lot left unanswered, especially for the ending that we got, but I think it will do just fine. So if you ask me, hey, Sean, should I go watch this movie now or should I wait for it to come out on Redbox or in any streaming service? Or better yet, should I just go to $5 Tuesday? I will with full-on confidence say that you should go watch this movie full price. You should take a date. And it's great to take your family with as well. This is rated PG-13, so you are perfectly fine. It is only an hour and a half of a movie, so you'll be fine. You could live. You could take your family. It's okay to watch, and it's actually really fun to watch. So if between a scale of 1 to 5, I give this movie a 5 out of 5. It's very rare when I do that. But it definitely deserves a 5 out of 5. It was great. I was engaged. It has a couple of issues in it, but it's not issues where it just shouldn't be a thing. So if you liked A Quiet Place, You'll love A Quiet Place Part 2, and I cannot wait to see where else they take the story. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I enjoyed being here with you. Thanks for joining me. Don't forget to follow the social medias, Instagram, Real Bearded News, same with Twitter and Facebook. So between the next time that I tell you what you should be watching or what you should be avoiding, don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, rock and roll, and above it all, stay nerdy, guys.